So, hello, ladies, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. Yes, ladies, it's been a minute. You know, I think I posted 2 weeks ago, but here I am, and I am so excited. Today is another gorgeous day. You know, I say that all the time, don't I? You know why? Because it is. If you are alive and awake, you're watching this. It's a wonderful day, right? And so welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. The Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. And what that doesn't mean, ladies, it doesn't mean that we don't have trials and circumstances and situations going on. It just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so I want to welcome you. Our podcast, we've been going since May of 2020, and it is based on the scripture in Psalms 16 and 11. And the Lord said that he will show us the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So welcome, pleasures forevermore, y'all. Wow, that sounds absolutely awesome. But I am so excited, ladies. So I'm going to tell you, this past weekend I attended a women's kind of conference, fellowship, or meeting at my church, and it was the first time we had done any kind of gathering of women since a long time, y'all. It's been a long time. And I can tell you that it was so, oh man, it was so amazing. So amazing. And one of the things that made it so amazing is to get together with a group of women where there is just love and power. I'm telling you, so let me tell you, my love language, for those of you all who have taken like a love language test to find out, a lot of people have, and I talked about it in a previous podcast before. If you've never taken the love language test by Gary Chapman, you can get it online, and it tells you what your love language is, right? How you receive love. And so let's see, it's five different ways, I do believe, if I can still remember them all. One is acts of service. So that means someone doing something for you is the way that, you know, you receive love. And that makes you feel like, oh, that person really cares, right? Another one is quality time. Then there is gifts, like giving of gifts, like someone giving you something. There is physical touch. And then there is, oh man, I'm missing one. Come to me. Physical touch, quality time, give words of affirmation. I don't know how I forgot words of affirmation, because that's one of mine. But so you take this test, and it tells you, based on how you answer these questions, how you receive love, right? My top two are words of first one is physical touch. Words of affirmation is number two, right? So for me, this past weekend, the hugs, like from the moment I got out of my car, it was like love, hugs, I miss you. Glad to see you, sis. Oh, I'm so excited. These are people that literally, I hadn't seen some of them since 2017. Some of them even before that, but all in one place, right? Hundreds of women in one place just sharing love. And so my love meter is filled to the top right now. I am so overjoyed. I just got this whole fullness about me, because the way that I receive love is through that physical touch, right? And so when you've gone without, however your love meter is filled, and you've gone without it for a while, you literally, for me, I can feel the drag in my life, right? And so just to fill up, now I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful because God has blessed me to be filled up two times in 1 month, right? So a couple of weeks ago, I was in Denver. And so the organization that I speak for that you all probably have known, Rachel's Challenge, we met as a company in Denver. And it was a love fest again, you all. It was hugs. It was love. It was, I miss you, because we hadn't seen each other like in since 2019. And so we, you know, we travel. Some of us see each other, like I can go and speak somewhere where there's two of us speaking. Normally it's a male and female if we do something like that. And so I've seen those, but to see everyone was absolutely amazing. So I got some, you know, I got my love cup and my filled up, right? But when I went to this women's conference, over the top, right? I'm rolling, you know, Lord said in his word, he will do you exceedingly and abundantly above all you can hope, ask, or think. Literally, I'm exceeding and I'm abundantly on my love level. Right now, I am so full of love. I am so full and I'm so thankful, right? One, I'm thankful because I'm a part of a body of believers who know how to love one another. That's first. Two, I am thankful because I had the wisdom and the wherewithal within me to shut myself down and say, okay, Vita, yeah, you could be working. You could have 1,000 things that you could do on that particular day. But when it was announced that this conference was coming up, y'all, immediately, I think I registered the same day that I heard about it. And why? Because I knew that, one, it was going to be full of power. Two, I knew I needed to be in that place. And I'm telling you, I have enough to run off of right now, y'all. If you see me and I start hugging you, it's because I'm full. And I'm already a hugger, so I'm going to tell you. But I am so full. And my second love language is words of affirmation. And so the words that were spoken over me, sometimes I would just stand there and people would say things that about me to other people that literally bless my soul, y'all. And so I started thinking about us as women and how we just keep going and we think, you know, oh, I'm cool. I'm good. I got it. I'm going. Psh, psh, no big deal. I got this. But it's not until you get into a situation where the presence and the power and whatever your love language is, until you've been fed in that thing, that you realize how deficient you were. I knew that I was kind of low, but you know, I got a great son, gotta love him. When he knows, he can tell immediately, like when I'm low, right? Cause, and then he'll do things. And I told you before, if we're riding together, he'll hold my hand and he'll give me love. If I say, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way, and he knows that means she needs some hugs, right? So he comes and he spends some time with me. We get the little hug fest going on, and that builds me up. But him by himself, I would never depend on him to be my only source, because his love language is not my love language. So at some point in time, he'd be like, okay, that's enough of the hand holding. That's enough of the love, mama. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him, you know, because that's not his job, you know. And I'm so thankful. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful, y'all. I am so thankful that the Lord has me in a place that I can go to and I can be filled up and I can be fed. If you don't have a place that you can go to be filled up and you can be renewed and revived. That was the theme, y'all. Renew, revive, refresh. Whew. But if you don't have a place, you need to find a place. Yeah, you need to find your people. You need to find who and it is that revives and refreshes. Not things, y'all. I'm talking about people. Because we live in a society now that we just think that we all of us feel like we're invincible. I don't need people. I got this. You don't. You don't, dear. You need some people. So find you some people. But with that all being said, I am so full, right? Full to the brim. As for my son said, well, good. He said, put some in reserve for those days when you deplete it so you can pull some out. And I don't know how that works. I don't think I can put none in the reserve. But I think I'm so full that it'll be a while before I'm depleted again, right? But what I just felt like I just really wanted to say to us that we need people in our lives. None of us is an island to ourselves. We are not great all on our own. We need people. God made us to need people. And some of us, we just shut down, we close everybody off, and you're like, hey, Vita, you just don't know. People have hurt me. Vita, you don't know. I tried to have friends. And let me tell you, if I could count the number of times that I've been hurt, I'm talking about within that same body. I've been hurt, but I didn't let it keep me down. You know what I'm saying? Because I know where I'm called to be, right? And so I've been hurt, but you know what? You can either take your hurt and you can come bitter or you become better. And you all know we're trying to live our fullest life. Ain't no bitter in fullness. There's no fullest life in bitterness. It's only fullest life when you're getting better and better and better. So I want to admonish you. Find your people. Find where you belong. You know what? I know for a fact personally from some people I talk to that watch my podcast that you are not quote unquote Christian. You're not going to nobody's church. That's not your thing. That's you. All I can do is pray for you. But you better find what you think is you, and you better find some people to give into you, or you're going to find yourself somewhere laid out, depleted, because you haven't made any kind of connection. You have not been filled up. Now, I can tell you that not everybody's love language is the same. I told you it's five of them, right? Find out what yours is, and so you'll know how to get what you need to feel. I really believe that when you know who you are and how you're divinely made, you can take care of you. Part of self-care is not just, you know, I know a lot of women that say, oh, I do self-care. I go get my nails done. That's nice. But you got this inner self, not just this outer house. There's an inner house in here, your heart, your emotions and all of that, your spirit that needs to be taken care of. And I'm going to tell you, you can burn sage until you burn your cabinet down. That is not going to get it for you. Not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. People have burned sage for cooking and all that kind of stuff. Forests have burned down, but it has not brought you the peace, right? And I know there are some of you who like the universe will be. No, it will not. Because if that were the case, you'd be at peace, but you're not. You need to find some peace from within. You need some people. People are required for this life, y'all. You cannot do it on your own. If you think you're just out here all willy-nilly by yourself, come on, y'all. We're not by ourselves. We are made to intermingle. We are made to fellowship. We are made to be around people. And what happens when you become around people is you get better, right? Iron sharpens iron. That's a scripture. Iron sharpens iron. I get better. I got better this weekend. You know, I heard some things that like, yeah, Vita, yeah, you need that I need to fix because I'm out of order, right? Little things, not only iron sharpens iron, but there is something about having people on your corner. Because in this mind right here, all kinds of crazy stuff run between these ears sometimes. But then when you around a group of women with power, and I'm just saying, a group of women with power, you can now like, wait a minute. Okay, I am okay. Yeah, you been okay. But you haven't heard it because you only stick around you. And when you get down on you, what happens? You get down on you and you get further down on you. Before you know, you are spiraling out of control. You're thinking nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. It's not the case. It's that you're alone. It's hard to build yourself up when you're alone. Get around some people. You're a Christian like I am. Get around some more believers because you know we get together. There it is. He said in the company, two or three witnesses. There he is in the midst of us. That's what Jesus said for y'all wondering like who said. But he's there in the midst of us, you know? And so I just wanted to share with you all what a powerful time. How I am so strengthened by being around women who love and care, not foolishness. Now, some of y'all, you know what you're going to say? I'm going to my friends and we going to the club and that's my girl. That ain't it. That's not it at all. You go out every weekend with them same friends and you go to the club every single time. You get back from the club, you lay down and you still say it. You know why? Because that's not feeding you. That is actually depleting you instead of feeding you. You need to do something different. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, because what my thing is that we live our fullest life, that we live full so that we can die empty, y'all. Gosh, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know. You probably can see it on me, but I am full to the brim, and I am very thankful. So I want y'all to be full too. You know what I'm saying? I want you to find the people that's supposed to be in your life that's going to help fill you up and build you up and make you better. If you are around people and you're not getting any better, and y'all, all of y'all stuck together in the pool of foolery, them are not your people, okay? Let them go. Find you some people. You should be getting stronger. You should be getting wiser. You should be getting better. You should be growing in life, not stagnant and not going backwards, ladies. We're trying to go forward. We got things to do in this world. There are people waiting for you to get great so that you can tell them how you came out. I'm just saying. But I love y'all. Nobody else does. You know I do, because I tell you every time I'm on here. I love you. I am praying for you. And I am admonishing you. Find your people. Okay? Find your people so that you can get what you need to be strong and to go forth in this life. Because when you do, I'm telling you, ladies, there is nothing like it whatsoever. And so that's all. I just wanted to drop in and say that. I'll drop in again. Oh, I will say this. So we're going to be doing some revamping of the Fullest Life podcast. We are growing and moving into some new stuff, y'all. And so those of you who have been watching me and you saw me doing the fashion thing with that boutique and stuff, that's no more. We're moving on, right? We're going to be doing some, it's going to be a wonderful announcement coming forth. So just be prepared. Hold tight. Don't say she said, but when is it coming? It's coming soon and very soon. I can't wait. I look forward to just sharing with you all. We're going to live full, our fullest life, ladies. We're going to live our fullest life. And I thank you so much for letting me be a part of your fullest life. I want to thank you. For those of you who've been riding with me from the beginning, thank you. From those of you who just start listening, because I just met some ladies the other day in the store who started following. Hey, thank you for following me. Thank you for listening. Come back and join us. This ride and this journey is far from over. Nope, it is far from over. So with that being said, I love you all. Take care. I will talk to you soon. Live full so that you can die empty. Bye, ladies.